Okay, so we'll get started.
我们现在开始上课。
Okay, so standard operating procedure, we'll just name our sins quickly to God the Father in order to be prepared for this lesson.
好，我们现在开始我们的反弹，我们对我们的天父认罪，来开始让我们得到圣灵的充满。
Father, so we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有时间能够专注的研究你的，你研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the ministry of the Holy Spirit who will teach us these things as we focus on the message.
也感谢圣灵的事工，能够让我们专注的学习神所给我们的信息。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们感谢天父，也感谢耶稣基督，祷告奉靠主耶稣之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Just as a quick update, what's going on in the news? You would have heard about what's happening in Afghanistan, obviously, which was a huge mess after 20 years of achieving nothing.
好，我们也很快的来回谈一下最近发生在阿富汗的事情。这几乎是一个很大很大的一个混乱，尤其是在过去20年，美国在阿富汗所下的努力，等于是完全泡汤了。
The United States and other countries as well, but mostly the United States, has spent about $1 trillion over the last 20 years.
过去这些年哦，那个美国以及联合国都在阿富汗花了非常非常多的钱，大概是10兆或100兆以上的美金，非常非常多钱。
Apparently, about 10% was involved with organizing the army, the Afghanistan army, to help fight against the Taliban.
而且呢，这些很大很大的钱里面，至少有1/10以上是在建造阿富汗的军队，要让他们能够对抗塔利班。
Yeah, and the rest of the money was involved in paying for the American soldiers to actually fight the Taliban and then all the infrastructure. They were trying to build schools and hospitals and roads, trying to build power plants and trying to build the government. So most of the money was spent on that as well.
而这些钱呢，也有很大一笔呢，是付这个美军在阿富汗，他们要对抗塔利班，以及要建造这个国家的所有的这个基础建设，包括学校、公路啊等等的，包括要让阿富汗的政府有力量来对抗塔利班。
And of course, many soldiers have lost their lives, many American soldiers, and also soldiers from the other allied countries as well. They had European countries and Australia and New Zealand, other countries getting in. So soldiers lost their lives.
而且呢，在这20年来呢，有非常多的军队，除了美军，还有其他像澳洲啊，还有其他的这个联合国的这些国家的军队都派遣到阿富汗去，然后很多呢都在这个过程中失去了他们的生命。
And so you have wives that have lost their husbands, and even husbands lost their wives over there in some cases. Children lost their fathers, and families being destroyed.
而因为这些失去生命的这些军人，也造成了很多的妻子失去了丈夫，小孩失去了父亲，当然也有父亲失去了母亲，等等，这些家庭都因着这些军人的献身而破碎。
And with nothing to show for it, there's nothing good that came out of that.
而这一切都因为现在的这个状况，等于是没有了成果。
Yeah, if anything, the Taliban have now been strengthened because when you see the photos of them now, they're holding these weapons, and a lot of the weapons are the American weapons that they've taken from the Afghani soldiers.
而你从这些照片，你可以看到，这些塔利班占据了阿富汗之后，他们也顺手的就已经接收了所有的过去的投入，那他们手上拿着的这些武器都是美军他们投资下在阿富汗的武器。
Yeah, and of course they're praising Allah because of their great victory over the evil Americans.
而他们呢，在战胜塔利班战胜的同时呢，也他们在感谢阿拉然后来让他们能够成功的对抗这个邪恶的美军。
And what's going to happen is now you have these terrorist Muslims all around the world, and that's going to provide them with an extra power. We say it empowers them to think that if they rise up and then they fight against the unbelievers of Islam, now they fight against the Christians and they can fight against the Jews, then Allah will also give them a victory as well.
而这件事情呢，也正让我们可以看到不久的将来，这个伊斯兰的整个势力将在这个世界上变成一个非常大的势力，因为他们不只是打败了阿富汗政府，他们同时也已经兴起要以这个伊斯兰宗教去对抗全世界的基督徒以及全世界的犹太人。
Something that we see happening in London now and all over England, actually. You know, there's a lot of Muslims in England that have come over in the last 30 or 40 years.
现在在英国我们也看到呢，有非常非常多的穆斯林都在英国，在过去的这些年来，都从他中东地区都跑到欧洲国家，这些都是信回教的穆斯林。
When it comes to their time to pray during the day, they'll just block off the street and they'll be bowing down to Allah in the middle of the road. And they don't care about anybody else. But, you know, there's so many of them that they'll just stop everything and then they'll be saying their prayers to Allah in the middle of the street.
而且呢，在伦敦你可以看到，现在因为穆斯林人数太多了，每天到了他们穆斯林要去跟这个阿拉敬拜的那个时间点，他们甚至可以把整个街道都把它封了。就是为了要让他们可以跟阿拉敬拜，他们根本不管别人的生活。
And I think in terms of the Middle East, now that the Taliban have taken over Afghanistan, I think even China and Russia are a bit concerned now that the Americans have left, because that's going to create instability, more instability in the region like Xinjiang and also in Tajikistan and other Russian states in the area. Because it now means the Taliban will have an influence over those areas too.
现在呢，即连这个苏联跟中国都非常非常担心了，因为塔利班这一次的建国是会影响到所有的回教地区、穆斯林地区，包括新疆地区，他们塔利班可能都会有非常大的实力可以去控制这些回教的国家或地区。
So, you know, we're seeing we're going into interesting times regarding the rise of Islam in the world.
所以我们进入了一个完全不一样的一个时代，就是伊斯兰的国度将会对国际的影响力非常的大的时代。
And, you know, people are like to blame people. Like now in the White House, you've got people blaming Joe Biden and then the Democrats. And then the Democrats are blaming the Trump administration and everybody's blaming each other. But really, it's a whole series of people making bad decisions going right back to 2001. Well, see, 2001, that was when the World Trade Centers were destroyed. That's when the war in Afghanistan started. So it's been 20 years now.
而当美国呢，现在呢，则是互相在抱怨是别人的错，包括现在的总统抱怨现在的总统，那抱怨民主党，那民主党也抱怨共和党，他们其实全部都在抱怨的同时呢，也让我们想到从2001年当 World Trade Center 被轰炸到现在已经20年。
And people have been saying, you know, right since the beginning, this is a big mistake to go into Afghanistan. And even the Russians tried to take over Afghanistan and they lost. And then you can go all the way back to Alexander the Great and he tried to take Afghanistan. And even he couldn't do it all the way back 2,500 years ago.
这让我们想到呢，在2000年前，这个亚历山大帝或者是后来的苏联都试着想要夺取阿富汗，但是显然都没有成功过。
These people do not want to be controlled by somebody else. And now they have their God Allah, that the majority of people want to live under Allah.
很显然的就是阿富汗地区的这些人民，他们是不愿意也不会能够乖乖的接受其他政权的管控。那他们呢，就是要被阿拉，他们就是信奉阿拉，要被阿拉所管理。
Now, of course, you do have some people and their lives would have improved when the Americans were there because of all the money that was being spent and the woman had more freedom, the young children were safer. But the majority of people there, they have no capacity for freedom. They have no capacity to live like the way we do in Western countries.
而在过去这些年来呢，美国他们花了非常大笔的钱，也就创造了一些新式的教育，或者让女性比较有平等的地位，哈，大家生活好像比较好。但是很显然的是，他们这些人从他们的心目中就是没有要自由生活的这种意识。
So on the one hand, you have these people and they're very miserable and they don't know how to live properly. They've rejected God, they've rejected God's plan, and their lives are miserable.
所以从一方面来讲呢，这些人他们其实是真的是活在一个非常蛮悲惨的状态，因为他们拒绝了神，他们也拒绝了神的计划，他们是在一个悲惨世界的生活当中。
And actually, Afghanistan, they said there's a lot of minerals in Afghanistan. Yeah, that country could be very wealthy if they had a proper system in place and if the people respected free enterprise, for example. Yeah, they could actually become very wealthy with the minerals they could get from mining. I think there's oil and things like that there. They could actually become a wealthy country.
而且呢，阿富汗本身呢，是一个矿产非常丰富的国家，所以如果他们是被一个很好的方式去治理的话，这个国家可以是世界上非常非常富有的国家。
But they have no capacity to live according to the system that God provides. Under God's system, they could be very happy.
所以，如果是在神他的系统里的话呢，这些阿富汗的人民应该是可以过得非常的幸福快乐的。
And then on the other hand, you have this arrogant nation. In this case, the United States was very arrogant. They had a goal originally just to go in and destroy the enemies. That was Osama bin Laden. They wanted to catch Osama bin Laden, and that was the original plan. But even after they did that, then they say, well, now we need to make these people free, and we want these people to be happy, and these people need democracy and things like that. Yeah, this is very arrogant.
然后呢，另外一方面呢，美国人呢又非常非常的自以为是的，以为他们可以进到这个阿富汗呢，去先把宾拉登给杀了以后，他们就以为他们可以把这个西方的自由民主的这些思维放进这个国家里，让他们能够用西方的思维来运作。
And it's the same thing sort of happened in Iraq as well, where they went in, they're trying to help, and the people were saying, no, we don't like you. We don't want you. We'll take your money, thank you very much, but you can go home. They did not want the American system.
而这样的做法呢，就跟当年美国去对伊朗所用的方式是一样的，就是美国花了大笔的钱去打仗，然后去建设伊朗，但是当地的人其实是完全不会感激的，他们非常非常讨厌美国人，就说：“哎，我们不要你们的系统。”
God provides everybody with free will, and we have to recognize that free will and respect people's decisions.
所以我们必须要了解哦，就是神给了我们每一个人自由意志，我们其实是必须要去尊敬每一个人他有自由选择的意志。
God gives everybody a freedom and within their souls that they can make decisions, and then He makes people responsible for those decisions.
所以我们每一个人都有在我们的魂里面有自由意志，可以自由的选择，那我们也就得要对我们的选择负责。
And in the same way, he separates countries. The scripture is very clear that God is responsible for making the boundaries of the countries, and God is responsible for establishing the leaders of those countries.
而且呢，神还让我们的世界呢分成非常非常多的国家，然后每一个国家有他自己的人民要下自己的决定，同时他们会有自己的这个领导者，那这个领导者要对这个国家负责。
And God has basically said to every country, you are a sovereign nation, you're responsible for what happens inside your borders. And your leaders are responsible for making good decisions to provide freedom and security for the people.
所以呢，每一个国家神他都授予了一个领导者一个权利，就是你们必须要在你的疆界内所有的事情，你要下所有的决定，你要为你所下的决定去负责任，然后你是应该要去保护你的人民，然后给他们富足和安康的生活。
And those leaders, they're responsible for taking care of the people and making good decisions for them. But they don't have the right, and they don't have the permission by God to get involved in the politics or the running of another country.
所以呢，神呢，在给这些国家的领导者 让他有权利为他的人民下决定，来保护他的人民，提供他人民好的生活。但是神却没有给他权利去管到另外一个国家，去帮另外一个国家去下任何的决定。
Now, the scripture is clear that if, say, if the neighboring country, another country attacks you, then you have to defend yourself and you can fight back. That's common sense.
而在我们的圣经里也很明白的说了，所有的这个国家，当有别人来侵略你的时候，你是要有能力、有权利去打回去，就是说你可以为你自己的国家而战。
But when you get a country like the United States, and it's been doing this for years, ever since World War II, it gets involved in other countries and it thinks, well, this country's leader is no good, so we need to change the leader. And they organize assassination attempts, or they try to change the leadership or the ruling of other nations. That's not their job.
而在二次世界大战以来，美国呢就一直扮演着这个全球最强大的国家。他们就觉得说，哎，哪一个国家的这个领导者不好，他们就可能去暗杀他，然后就是去试着要去影响、去管控那个国家。
Now, the United States is not the only nation that does that. In other nations, they try to use their influence to change leaderships, and sometimes they can do it openly, and other times they do it more secretly. But the principle is that every nation is responsible to itself, and it should not be involved in the politics of another nation.
而其实不只是美国会做这样子，就想要去影响其他国家政治的事，还有一些其他的国家，只要他们有能力，他们就可能会公开的或者是秘密的想要去影响其另外一个国家。但是这不是我们神给的，神并不准许任何一个国家去管另外一个国家的事。
It's just in the same way that through the Bible, the principles of the Bible, we have what's called laws of divine establishment. And under those laws, for example, you have the freedom to have your own house, your own property, and to live your life freely. We call it the laws of divine establishment, which basically the principles and rules that God has set up for people to be free in society.
也就是根据我们曾经上过的课哈，就神圣建造的定律。
Okay, and some obvious ones, for example, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you have to pay your taxes, and the government should establish an army to protect the people, things like this.
这个课里面我们曾经讲过，就是神在建立一个社会、一个国家，它的这个整个的系统的一个定律，就是你比如说你不可以杀人，你不可以抢劫哈，你不可以奸淫等等的，这些都是建立一个稳定社会必须要遵守。
You take something obvious like you shall not murder, actually. That's a law that you see in most countries. They have some law that you shall not murder people. And if you murder somebody, then you have to go to the court system and usually they put you in prison. But under the Bible law, actually, you should be executed.
所以呢，这个我们也看得到很多国家，它其实法律上都有规定说你不可以去杀人哈。但是根据圣经所教导的哦，不可杀人，这个杀人罪其实是要被处决的。
But under the laws of divine establishment, you have a right to own property.
所以呢，根据神的建造社会的这个定律啊，我们每一个人也是有自己的，你自己的有的。领土。
Yeah, whether this means things like you can buy a car or you can buy a house and you can buy things for your house, that becomes yours. And if somebody steals it from you, then that's against the laws of divine establishment. That's wrong.
所以你可以拥有权，你有买车的拥有权，买房的拥有权，你可以拥有你自己的东西。所以任何人把你拥有的东西给偷走、拿走的话，那这也是犯法。
And sometimes you have even whole government systems, they will rise up like the communists in Eastern Europe. And they rose up and they took property from people. They said, okay, well, you can't have this. And some people say, well, this is my land. It belonged to my father and my grandfather and my great grandfather. And they say, no, this now belongs to the state. It belongs to everybody. Well, that's not right.
而像共产主义哈，在比如说中东地区等等，他们会政府会有一种看法，就是说，哦，你不能拥有所有权啊，哦！你说这是我家的地，这是我爸爸、我祖父、我曾祖父就拥有的地，可是那些共产主义在当时就 完全的把这些所有权的概念全部都抹杀了，就说这是属于政府的。
See, that's stealing as well.
这其实也是偷窃。
But you know, the government said, well, we made a law about this, and so it's the right thing to do. But actually, it's the wrong thing to do. The government was making the wrong law, and those people are guilty of stealing.
所以呢，这些政府，那些共产主义的政府就说，我们是设计了法令，就规定这些东西属于政府的，不属于你的。那这个东西，这样的法令的设定就已经是错的，这是他不可以去侵害别人的私有权。
Okay, but getting back to a property, like if you own a house or a property and God says, okay, now this is yours, you paid for it fairly, you worked hard for the money and you paid for the property, or maybe you got it from your parents or grandparents, and that's yours, and you're responsible for that.
所以呢，如果按照这个神的建造的定律的话呢，我们每一个人是有权去赚钱，然后去买我们的私有所有物，而这样的所有物、私有物呢，就是属于我们主权在我们自己手里的，那别人是不可以再拿走的。
Yeah, and through having your own property, you have a house, or some people, they might have a farm or something like that, and they can use it to produce an income. But whatever God provides you with, you know, that's God's blessing for you. It can be a logistical grace blessing, and you can use that to glorify God as well.
而当我们拥有了这个土地，或者是有些人有房子，或者是甚至农田，那你就可以经由这样的你的所有权的这个领土，你就可以在这边生产，然后你所有的生产也是神对你的一个恩典，然后你就可以因着你的努力工作而有的这些成果，你可以去荣耀神。
And within that house, you know, that's where your private life takes place. You have your family life. You know, a man might have his wife and his family there. And whatever goes on inside his property, you know, once he enters the front gate and he goes into the house, that's his life. That's his private life happening there.
而有了这样的一个所有权的这个 领土、啊、你的土地，你进到了你的这一块土地里面呢，它就是你的生活，你的家，这是你所拥有的，是你的个人的生命所在的地。
And within that property where the man's got his family, he's responsible for making decisions as unto God. And like what he does, or how he treats his wife, and how he treats his children, and how he looks after his family.
而一个人进到了他的领地里的时候呢，他就要对他所有的领地里面的生活，包括他对他太太，对他的孩子，对他的所有的这个家眷们，他都是有责任对神负责的去做管理。
And some people, they can organize their life and their families very good. And they, you know, they have a nice house and it's well organized and the family's behaving well. They teach the children well. He looks after his wife. The wife loves the husband, those kind of things. And that family is going to be blessed.
而在这样的一个家庭里面呢，这个如果这个一家之主他管理这个治家非常的好的话呢，他会好好的对待他的太太，他太太也会很爱他的先生，然后他的小孩们也受到很好的教育，而这样一家人哈，一个非常非常好的治理的一家就会被神祝福。
And then on the other hand, you might have somebody, they've got a house, but they don't look after the house, and the house is falling apart. They don't mow the grass. The husband and wife are always fighting, and the kids are no good. The kids are criminals. Yeah, this can happen as well.
但是呢，也有一些人他不会治家，好，把家里搞得一塌糊涂，然后家里也是那个乱七八糟，然后呢，太太跟先生之间一天到晚吵架，那小孩子呢，不止不听不受教，而且呢，还常常去做一些犯罪的事情，那这样的家庭也是看得到的。
But imagine if you had somebody and you know, he's got his property, but then he sees the neighbor and the neighbor's not behaving himself. You know, the neighbors, maybe they're fighting all the time and doesn't like the way he's keeping his house. And he goes into the neighbor's house and then he tries to change things. He tries to run the house and says, okay, I'm going to be the manager of this house now and I'm going to tell you how to live your lives.
那如果呢有一家他的治家非常非常的成功，非常的让神喜悦，然后他的隔壁邻居呢却是整个家一塌糊涂乱七八糟，然后呢这一个治家很优良的主人呢他就跑去另外那一家很糟糕的家说，哎，我要来帮你治理。
That man doesn't have the right to do that.
那实际上神并没有给这家会治理的家的家长去治理隔壁邻居家的这个权利哦，他完全没有这个权这样做。
Now in some societies, if the man is, say the neighbor is so bad that he's breaking the law, and maybe he's doing things which really affect your house,and you know, maybe he's even coming into your place and he's stealing things, well, then you have a right to call the police. You know, you can call the police and they can come in and they can help fix the problem.
所以呢，若有一个人跑到你家来，要为你家做一大堆决定，而且还可以拿你家的东西走的话，你绝对是要去打电话叫警察来把他给赶走吧。
And sometimes the police don't care, and then you've got to put everything in the hands of God.
但是有的时候呢，那个如果警察根本不管你家的这个事情，那你怎么办？你只好把这些事情去求助于神。
Yeah, and in some countries, like in America itself, actually, you know, you're allowed to have a gun, and if people break into your house, you can shoot them dead if you think that's the right thing to do.
而且在美国呢，甚至有一个法令，就是如果有人把你家的门打破进来偷或抢你家的东西的话，你是可以拿枪把他给杀死的。
But just as a general rule, you know, you don't have any rights to go into your neighbor's section and to tell him how to live his life.
所以这基本上是一个很普遍的一个法令，就是你不能够侵略到进入到别人家里面去侵略到他们的生活。
And that's sort of what the Americans did when they go into the Middle East, and except that's not their neighbors. You know, it's like you've walked halfway across town to go to somebody's house and then to tell them how to live their lives, and they're not even your neighbors.
而美国人呢跑到中东去，好，这个想要去处理阿富汗的国家的事，就好像是从一个城的东边要跑到西边的一家去告诉人家说，哎，我要来帮你治理你的家。其实美国人在做的事几乎就是这样子，而美国在长期以来都对中东有这样子的做法。
I think from some people it might have started off a long time ago because there's you know, always been Christians in the United States government. And it probably started off where they think they have to protect Israel against the Arabs and against the Muslims. And so they were providing protection for Israel.
但是呢，美国因为很可能在长期以来他们的政治都是受基督徒的这个政权都是在应该说管理者都是基督徒，所以他们都有一个心态，就是他们想要去影响中东，为的是能够保护以色列。
Now they're trying to protect the Jews because they want the blessings, like God said in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, says, you know, if you protect the Jews, you'll be blessed. And so I guess a lot of the American politicians were thinking, well, we'll protect Israel because that's our Christian duty.
就像他们这些美国人可能会想说，他们应该根据创世纪十二章三节里面所说的，就是你去保护犹太人，你就会得到神的保护，所以他们想要得到神的祝福，所以他们才认为他们应该去保护犹太人，保护以色列。
Yeah, but from then, that sort of that idea has spread out to thinking that they need to get involved in every Middle East country to tell them how to run, the, you know, to protect them somehow or to tell them how to run their countries.
所以，但是他们所做的做法就是他们跑到了中东去告诉人家，他们那些中东人应该要按照美国人的方法去管理、去运行他们的国家。
If you remember way back, I think it was like 1990 sometime when Iraq under Saddam Hussein, he invaded Kuwait. And so the Americans, you know, they got involved in that. And that was a very expensive war as well. It was called the Gulf War.
这个在1990年代的时候，那个伊拉克那个状态也是美国试着要进去干涉伊拉克这个国家的管理状态。
And you could say, well, why were the Americans getting involved in that war? You know, that's between two Arab nations, and so the Iraqis and the Arabs. So why are we getting involved in that war?
当时是伊拉克跟伊朗之间的一个战争，那为什么美国要出军去干涉这个两个人之间的战争呢？这两个国家本来都是这个伊斯兰教的国家。
And the main reason given at the time was because they needed to stabilize the oil supply. See, Kuwait had a lot of oil, and that was provided through OPEC, OPEC, and then that was going to America. So they thought, well, if we go in and we help them, that this will keep the prices of the oil low.
而当时呢，会有这个美国想要参与到这个战争呢，其实是因为美国想要去控制在伊拉克那边有非常多的油田。
But the fact, you know, America has a lot of oil themselves, and you could even be asking, well, you know, God has given them a lot of oil, so why don't they just take it from the ground?
而其实呢，美国自己本身领土上已经有非常非常多的油田了，为什么他们不就拿他们自己的油就好了，却要跑到中东去，想要控制中东地区的油呢？
And that's a good question, but I think a lot of it's because you have the activist greenies and then there's pressure from different groups as well. And they say, well, we need to get the oil from the Middle East. And they don't. That's another good question about why did they even go there? But the fact is the US were getting involved in other people's problems. It's like getting involved in your neighbor's problems.
而这当然是一个很好，很值得要探索的问题啊，就是明明美国自己已经有那么多的石油了，他干嘛还要去管到中东地区的另外两个国家他们之间的一个战争，然后就为了想要控制那边的油原油的这个来源。所以这是一个变成真的是你去从你家跑到别人家去要去管别人家的家务事一样。
Yeah, but time and time again, we see that the United States, they failed. They got involved in other people's problems. And then they had to, after spending billions of dollars and usually losing many, many lives of soldiers and people, they lose a war. And they've been doing that ever since World War II.
但是呢，美国从这个二战之后呢，他们就一直在做这样的事情，就是花很多的钱，甚至牺牲了非常多的生命啊，跑到别人的国家、别人的地区去管人家的家务事。
And it should be a warning for countries like, I know that Russia and China as well, as they become their superpowers too now, they're trying to use their influence to get involved in other countries. And you know, really, they should just stay out. It's like a warning that if you want to have blessing, you just look after your own people, you look after your own country, and you do the best job you can.
所以我们从美国的这个事件呢，他们过去的这些作为跟结果，可以看到这是一个很大的一个警告，就警告就是说这些强盛国家甚至对苏联或者是中国这些大国都应该是一个很大的警示，就是你不应该去管到别人家的事，你不应该想要去影响其他国家，你应该就是好好的去管理你自己的国家，然后才会得到神的祝福。
Yeah, now there has been one country in fairly recent history which did it quite successfully for a while, and that was England. If you remember, during the 18th and 19th century, England, first under, like, you had Queen Elizabeth and then Queen Victoria as well, they were famous for sending out ships, you know, to colonize other places, but they would always send missionaries out as well.
而在历史上呢，有一个很国家呢，它是其实是一直有曾经做得非常好的，那就是英国啊。他们在19、20世纪初的时候呢，他们国家非常的强盛，而且呢，一直将他们的传教士，就是国家里头的传教士，他们都一直到其他的国度去做传教的工作。
And it was quite clear that when the government, I say the government, like when the queens, usually like the royal families, when they sponsored these ships to go out to go exploring and to discover new lands, they would say, take the gospel to these, they call them heathens, of course, to the unbelievers, take the gospel out and spread the good news about Jesus Christ. That was part of the commands given to the leaders of the colonial expeditions.
而在当时呢，那个时候的国家的君王哈，尤其是这些女王啊，他们其实都会支持这些到海外去发现新大陆的这些团队。他们的支持的同时呢， 这些国王、君王都会告诉这些团队说，你们要带着福音去传播给那当地不认识主的人。这变成是一个很重要的一个任务，他们都觉得他们出去发现新大陆，去找新的这些领土的，用所谓在当时还是称之为殖民时代，哈，其实都是想要去传递福音。
Now, colonization, it did have its problems as well, because you get people going out on these missions. There's a lot of business people that would go out as well, and they were very greedy. And so they would take advantage of the native people.
但是呢，在殖民地时代呢，还是有很大的问题。为什么呢？因为这一些从欧洲哈、啊，从英国去出去的这些船队啊，里面都有非常多的商人，而这些商人却是非常非常的应该贪心的。他们其实就等于是想要占取当地的这些土著他们的一些权利。
Yeah, and also you had problems, of course, with cultural or language misunderstanding. You know, people got the wrong idea. So often they would have conflict with the local people as well. And you see this in many places, they'll be fighting with the native people for a long time before they could get established.
而且呢，因为呢，这些船队啊，出去以后，他们都有一些语言跟文化的沟通问题，就跟当地的这些土著当地人有很大的文化冲突，或者是语言沟通不良的问题。那也在这种过程中呢，就发生了非常大的军事冲突。也就是在几乎都要这些冲突都平息了以后，他们才有办法真正的把他们的福音传到那里。
So there was a lot of problems, there was a lot of negative things that happened, even for 100 years or so. But the important thing was that the message, this is where God was sponsoring it, the message of the gospel was going out around the world.
因为在这个殖民地时期呢，当然非常非常多的这个冲突到处在发生，但是呢，在这样的百年的时间里面，的确福音也传到了那些地方。
And wherever they went, you can look at, you know, they went to the Americas, they went to the Caribbean, they went to the South Pacific, you know, they went to New Zealand, they went, you know, all over South Asia. And Christianity really exploded, I guess, you know, under that period from about the 1700s to the 1900s. There was a huge growth of Christianity around the world.
所以呢，在这个1700年到1900年，就是18、19世纪呢，这个所谓殖民代时的时期呢，这些从西方的船队到了这个美洲，到了中南美洲，到了太平洋地区啊，它真的是把福音好很广泛的往这些地方散布出去了。
They had an expression then, you know, just to show how God was blessing this great mission.You can see here I've written on the board, I think you can still see this, it says, the sun never sets on the Union Jack. This is an expression that they would say at that time for about 200 years. They could say, the sun never sets on the Union Jack, which, you know, the Union Jack, that's the name of the English flag.
所以在当时呢，有一种说法，就是日不落国啦，我们有一个说法叫日不落国，就是在英国的旗子永远都看不到日落，因为到处都有英国的旗。
Yeah, sounds about right. So, you know, because they'd colonized so many countries, at any time in the world, you know, the sun was always going around the world, but the sun would always be shining on a country that had the Union Jack, which had the British government running that country.
也就是大英帝国时期呢，其实全世界整个绕一周都有他们英国的属地，所以呢，他说。英国是根本，大英帝国根本就是日不落国。
Today, they're actually all those nations. They're most of them are independent now, but they call them the Commonwealth nations. And there's maybe 50 or 60 nations, maybe even more, that are called a Commonwealth nation, which means that at one time in history, they were ruled by England.
而在当时呢，全球可能有超过60个国家，好像绕一圈了，当时都是英国的属地，那现在这些地区呢，也都已经独立了。
And you see this in many of those countries, like New Zealand and Australia and some of the Pacific Islands. You see that up in the top left corner, you'll see the English flag, and that's the sign that they were the Commonwealth nations.
所以你看呢, 像澳洲, 纽西兰, 甚至很多太平洋地区的一些国家, 到现在你还可以看到他们常常可以有挂, 有这个插, 英国的国旗, 好, 那么都基本上是属于大英帝国, 日不落国的属地在当时。
So anyway, what we'll do, you wanted to finish today at 10:15. Do you want to have a short break now? We just keep going for the last 15 minutes.
We'll keep going, please.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah, so we're just talking about the influence of nations on the world, and it's not the job of one country to try to control another country.
所以我们要刚刚这一系列的这个案例讲下来，我们其实要强调一件事情，就是说，任何一个国家都没有权利去想要去管理另外一个邻邦国家。
Yeah, it's something that the United States has tried many times and they failed every time.
而美国呢, 在过去这些年来, 就二战以后, 一直想要去管别人家的, 别的国家的事, 但是他从来就都是失败的。
And part of the reason, you know, it's national arrogance. It's, we do it ourselves. We think that we can change the minds of other people. We can think we can change other people's lives. But we can't. They have to want to change.
所以呢，这个就是一种自以为是的傲慢。这种傲慢呢，就以为说我们可以影响别人的头脑，影响别人的想法，影响别人做事的方法。但其实我们是没有这个权利，也没有这个能力去真正影响别人的。But
then, you know, we just looked at the example of England, and they had a huge influence on the world. But part of the influence and the positive part of their colonizing was that they gave the gospel message. You know, when they went out on these ships, they would send out the priests, they send out the missionaries as well. And you know, some of them were very successful.
地方、别的国家、别的社会想要去影响人家，但是他们唯一一件做对的事情，就是他们送出了非常多的传教士。那这些传教士的确将福音送往了世界各地。But
actually, it's not really the government's job to be sending out missionaries. You know, that's the job of the church. And individuals, if they want to go and be a missionary in another country, they can ask God, is that your will, God? And then God can guide them, and then they can go to another country.
但是呢，其实是将这个传教士送往世界各地去传播福音，这个也不是任何一个国家的政府该做的事，这是教会的事，啊，是由教会要做这样的事情来传递福音到世界各地。
Now, I have heard that in the soldiers, you know, some of the soldiers that went to Iraq and Afghanistan, in fact, many of them are Christians. And from the Bible groups that I'm studying with from the United States and the prayer groups, you know, we do hear about Christians, people that have been learning doctrine, a lot of them with the colonel, a lot of them are the colonel students, and they were giving the gospel when they got to those countries.
而但是呢，我们也知道呢，在美军他们到这个中东地区啊去执勤的时候，这些美军里面有很多是基督徒哦，所以他们在当地居住的时候，其实也在当地成立了一些研经小组，所以这些福音还有圣经教义呢，也在跟着这些美军啊，有到当地，让当地的一些人因此而有机会认识了我们的主耶稣。
Yeah, but I have to say that I never heard one person say that, you know, they found an Afghan or an Iraqi family, a Muslim family that believes in Jesus Christ. But, you know, that, so they were trying, some people were trying, but they never had a positive response.
但是呢，说实在话呢，那个听说他也听说哈，这些美军基督徒他们很。 过去很多也都是跟着上校牧师学习的，他们到了这个中东地区呢，他们其实很努力的想要传福音，但是好像也没有真正成功的去影响了当地的一个家庭或什么的，让他们成为信主。
Those people just were not interested in the truth that they've got their religion, they've got their Allah, and they're not going to change that.
而 很明显的就是当地的这些伊斯兰教的这些家庭，他们认为他们已经相信了阿拉，他们也没有想兴趣要去认识真正的真理。
It doesn't mean you should stop trying. If you do get an opportunity to evangelize a Muslim person, you should do that if they're willing to listen.
所以呢，如果他们这些美军他们在当地信基督徒想要去做传教，他也必须要真正找到有真正想要学习的人。
Yeah, and I did actually hear from one man, he was a student of Joe Griffin. And he set up a Bible group when he was in Afghanistan with the other soldiers, the other American soldiers. And that became very successful, but that was just among the soldiers themselves.
他有听那个 Tim，他说他有听说哈，其中有一个跟着曾经跟 Joe Griffin 学习的一位美军，他在阿富汗呢，他有成立了一个研经小组，但是这个研经小组最有效的，也就是帮助了在美军的这个一个团契，也就是他们是在这个团契是在美军军队里面的一个运行，并没有跟当地人有什么互动。
Yeah, but yeah, as a general overall rule, you know, we see that when the Americans went into Afghanistan, they're trying to change these people, and it failed because again, the people did not want to change.
所以呢，这个阿富汗的这整个案例，就是让我们看到，就是说美国人想要去阿富汗去影响当地人，想要改变他们，但实际上阿富汗人并不想被改变。
Yeah, and in the same way that you know, when we give the gospel out to people, and we've been commanded by God, you know, give the gospel to your neighbors and give the gospel to people that you meet, and you know, we should always be prepared. But we can't change their lives. They have to want to change, and the change begins when they believe in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们的确是受神的要求，我们应该要去传福音。但是如果我们的朋友、我们的家人、我们的邻舍，他们并没有想要改变，并没有想要认识主的话，其实我们也没有办法，我们就是尽我们所能的去传递福音就好了。
Yeah, and when people reject the gospel message, they say, no, I'm not interested, we don't get offended by that.
所以当我们传福音的时候呢，对方他拒绝了我们，我们也不要有任何觉得好像这个受挫的这种心态。
And you can't get angry about it because you know, God doesn't get angry about it, and anger is a sin anyway. So you don't want to lose your happiness because somebody rejects Jesus Christ.
而当我们的对象呢拒绝了耶稣基督，你千万不要觉得生气，因为耶稣在传福音的时候，他也常常被人家拒绝，他也从来不生气哦。所以我们在传福音的时候，我们绝对不进入一个被拒绝就生气的状态，我们要常保我们的喜乐，因为这个生气就是气愤是一个罪。
Some people might even get angry at you, and they could be in your family. You know, it could be your husband or your wife or your mother or your sister, and they get angry because you're a Christian.
甚至呢，我们有时候这个传福音的对象，或者是我们的家人，对于我们是基督徒，他们就已经不高兴了，所以他们对我们生气了。
There was a verse in scripture, and it says that when Jesus was teaching, he said that I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to separate. You know, to create a division between a mother and a daughter and a father and a son, because people would have conflicting ideas about the Bible, about Jesus Christ.
Can we get the scriptures?
Yeah, actually, it was just a recent thing that came up from Japheth was sending a question about it. And I think it's Luke 12, 49 to 51. And it starts off in verse 49 and it goes to 51.
好，我们看一下路加福音十二章四十九节到五十一节。
Yeah, I'll tell you what, actually, I can post that into the group when we're finished. We've only got 5 minutes left, so I'll post that into... I thought I might have posted it already, actually. But I'll post that when we finish class, okay? But the fact is, you know, some people get angry when you tell them you're a Christian or you try to give them the gospel.
所以这个等一下 Tim 会把这一段经文再 po 在我们的群组里面哈，就是重点他是想要告诉我们说，当我们去传福音的时候，是会有一些人对我们生气的。
And even to the extent like in Afghanistan, now I'm reading that now the Taliban have taken over, they're getting Christians and they're beheading the Christians, even the children, they're cutting their heads off.
Cutting their hands off.
Cutting the heads off. Like they take the swords, yes, the Christians in Afghanistan. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I had a prayer come through in a prayer group that we need to pray for them because there's Christians there and even missionaries, possibly. The Taliban have taken over one particular town and now they're cutting the heads off the people.
基督团系的人在群里面跟他讲说，现在塔利班在阿富汗呢，已经把一个小镇里面的所有的基督徒啊的头砍下来。这不知道是不是真的，但是我们真的要为这件事情祷告。But
actually, we shouldn't be surprised about that. I mean, it's very sad. It's very tragic to know that that's happening, but don't be surprised.
当然，这是一个非常非常令人 难过的事情，但是也不吃惊，他们塔利班人真的就是会这样做的。
Yeah, and we're assuming it's true. If it, we don't know if it's happening, it could be an old news report. But yeah, you know, these things have been happening for thousands of years, actually.
而这样的事情呢，已经在过去一两千年都一直在发生。
Yeah, and we know that the Taliban are very evil. We know that they hate Christians. And again, so we shouldn't be surprised that that's happening.
我们知道塔利班呢，非常非常的邪恶，而且他们非常恨基督徒，所以他们做这样的事情也不会让人吃惊。
Okay, but again, you know, God is fair, and so for those Christians, and we assume they're Christians, that they go to heaven, and God is providing them with a great opportunity to glorify Him during that time.
而我们知道神是公义的，所以我们相信这些基督徒，他们就会顺利的去天堂，然后他们所作所为都已经荣耀了神。Yeah,
okay, now I think that's all we have time for today.
好，我想我们今天的时间就差不多只能讲到这里。Okay,
so we'll just stop there with a prayer.
好，那我们来做结束祷告。Father,
sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word today.
感谢天父，让我们今天有时间可以研读你的话语。We
give thanks for the protection that you give over us, even in a very evil world, the devil's world, but you still protect us.
我们要感谢天父呢，在这样邪恶的世界里呢，一直给我们保有我们的平安。We
pray for the Christians in Afghanistan and for those that might seek the truth, that they too would know your purpose and your plan and know that they are safe in your hands.
我们要为在阿富汗的这些基督徒祷告，因为他们都知道，他们是相信，他们是依靠你的，而且是依靠你的计划的。我们知道他们的生命、他们的未来都是在神的手中。And
we pray also that you teach us in the path of humility and obedience, that we can always be obedient to your will.
而我们神曾经教导我们，要一直只要是我们顺服神，就一切都会平安。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.